You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Welcome back to another episode of Wig Hackers Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Coy. Hi, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening to me rant and rave about almost everything. I mean, I think you get to get in the gamut. I'm trying to make them a little bit longer, and I'm trying not to be on my Xanax Ambien. I hope you can tell the difference. But who knows? Today we're going to be talking about freelance life, the pros, the cons, and the travel. So I am technically a freelancer. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. So I know there are a lot of freelance makeup people, hair people, and it's a crazy world. Or gigging. I like to gig it, gigging to the next gig and the next gig and trying to find the next gig. And where do you find it? How do you find them? Are you networking enough? Or does an actor want you to work for them? Does the production company want you to work for them? So it's a lot. I can't believe I lasted this long. Going from show to show, going from show to theater to film, back and forth, so it can really be, it's a lot. It's a lot. So some of the pros is you kind of make your own schedule, keyword, kind of, because once you get on a gig, then you kind of like put all your energy and effort into it. And then when you don't have a gig, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, I can take some time off. I can chill. I can relax. I could be here. I don't got to do anything. I can just chill and be me. So that's really like a pause, positive. And then there's a lot of like how creative you can get, cause they're kind of looking at you for your past history, what you've done already, the shows you've worked on, what clients have you had before? What red carpets have you done? What show, all of that, so it kind of, that comes into play. So then, this train really blows its horn really long. I don't know if you can hear anything else. So I'm trying to make this as smooth as possible. And I have new people upstairs. So welcome to my world, guys. Keeping it real, keeping it focused. Keeping it something. So the more pros are, you can create some amazing relationships with a ton of different people. So like one day you can be on one show, then you can be on another show. Like if you want to just, if you just want to like day play, you could do, or they want you for a week here and a week there. So you can kind of like make your own schedule that way. Or you can get the phone call and be like, no, I'm very busy. I'm booked. I'm sorry. Even though you just wanted to stay home and do nothing or go to the beach. One of the two, you never know. So that's like a lot of the pros. Some of the cons are not knowing, I think, is the biggest one. Like you just don't know your next gig. I know right now in this is kind of across the board for a lot of people. I know we're in this huge pandemic right now, so we're all in it. To be honest, I've been off work for 4 months now already. So when the pandemic happened, I really wasn't worried as far as like, oh, I'm not going to have anything to do. No. I've been ready to go back to work, to be honest. I was like revving up. I actually had a couple pilots to do and things, and then the beautiful pandemic. So it can be a con, hardcore, of not knowing your next gig, not knowing how long your paycheck needs to last, you know, unemployment, filling everything out, you know, or why isn't your phone ringing, you know, and then you get in your mind and you, yeah. And I'm also single, so that is also a very negative thing, I think, right now. But also, I see some of y'all married people and people with boyfriends and girlfriends, and I'm like, I'm just sitting here relaxing. Oh, that cranks me up. So I don't know. Who knows if that is even part of it? But I can't meet anybody anyway because I'm always working, or I'm not. And then if I'm not working, they're working anyway. So that's like a con, is that the schedules is there's no 9 to 5. There's no, it will only be this long or mm-mm. I know what time I'm going to work. I don't know what like dinner date. What's that? I can't make that happen. So you need to be ready for that. Have a nice little nest egg, you know, half a year you should put away. Who am I kidding? You should put that away. Like that's the best. Like that's what you should put away being a freelancer, is having that cushion, because you never do know. And also have a side hustle. I mean, that would be like, that's why I wrote a book. That's why, or two books, I should say. That's why I'm doing podcasts and doing my own self-branding, because you never know. You literally never know what the world is going to bring to you. From like, you might have a great month where, look, I had a great 4 months. I was on a network television show doing great. When I say great, I'm like, yes, top of my game. Oh, yeah. Then you get the flu and you get sick and you load out your show and then you're sitting on the couch for 2 months and, oh, my gosh, am I ever going to work again? So, I mean, mental, like, people are cuckoo in our industry. Like, hair people are cuckoo. Hair and makeup people, cuckoo, cuckoo. You know, so it's really just trying to find the people that you really mesh and jive with. You know, and then building your teams so that you can go around and do some crazy fun things together. So you just gotta, love that, want that, need that. And then I travel. Oh, be ready to travel. So you kind of have to have everything micro-sized and like be able to put on your back if you can't load in. I know in like big cities, like New York is where I do a lot. And then Jersey, was the last gig. So that's why I'm so excited about New Jersey and the tax credit. Thank you, peeps. But you need to have everything, your kit and everything that goes in it. If you're doing hair, everything. If you're doing makeup, everything. If you're doing both, good goodness gracious. So that's finding like hacks to really make your kit smaller, that you have enough product. I love using these tackle boxes. I'll try to post it in, I don't know where. I'll try to post it somewhere. That you can, and I depot some hair products. So I'll put like a wax, I'll put a hard mud, I'll put some other stuff, and then it can just close up and it's this small little box, small little tackle box the size of like a Altoid container. And it has like 6 different products in it. So then you don't have to carry all the big products. You can just bring your little thing and zhuzh, depending on how many people you're doing and stuff like that. So you really want to have your being able to work on location down to a T. Like you need a chair. Do you have any chairs right now in my car? I have 2. Chairs just going everywhere. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, great. So you just have to make sure you think of everything. And that's, I mean, that's really it, I think, you know, the pros and cons of being a freelancer and really what you want to do with your life. Cause you can do, you know, swinging on Broadway is like huge, you know, being able to have someone to know your track that, you know, you can actually take off from work, you know, Broadway, you don't get to, once you get the gig, you're kind of stuck there. Like they expect you to be there every day. In my world, anyway. Of course, you can take off and stuff like that, but that's why you have a swing. So then becoming a swing and just being a swing on Broadway was, like, ideal. But then, to be honest, I was working 7 days a week because Broadway changed their schedule. But I don't know why we're talking about that now, because it looks like they're not going to come back until maybe winter. But we'll see. There's so much going on in the world right now. It's a little craziness. So freelance is kind of the way to go. And now, you know, sanitation is going to be huge for us, from cleaning things and 70% alcoholing everything, you know, and washing our brushes even more. And just really being on top of it with this global pandemic. So please stay safe out there and follow all my Instagrams and social media. I'm acting a fool being locked in this, in my studio and in my apartment doing these podcasts. So please let me know if you have any good topics you want me to talk about and rant and rave about from my point of view, which is from over here. So until next time, remember, always do your hair, because I'm always watching. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wig Hackers. Have an idea or a question you'd like me to answer? Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me and do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.